Okay, this is Parakein Hilchos Shchinim. Has to do with responsibilities of co-owners of a chatzar and situations like that. I'm just going to expand it to a few more variables insofar as the location of a chatzar and roads going in and out of it. So the halach aleph it says chatzar shutfen kol echad hen kofis chaveri lasas for beishar v'delas fin kol tram shchatzar suichat ben tzaral kado. So they have a courtyard that is joint owned by various people. So each one can force the other to build those things that are necessary or normally part of the chatzar, for instance, a guard gate or a door. Or dvaram shenagum din also, some more is the custom in that place to build. And al sharkalim, other things, go and see or v'chiyar v'chiyotzevo. Let's say someone wants to put up a painting inside the chatzar. Ein kofo, I can't force the other partner to do that. Asach echamehen atzmo, let's say one of them did it on his own volition. In gila sheni daito shen nuachlo, let's say the second guy is happy about what the first guy did. So then he has to pay for the entire help, pay for the project, and he must pay his portion of the of whatever is being changed in the chatzar or improved. Let's say a person has a house in a different chatzar other than the one he lives in. So the people of that chatzar still have to make him responsible for contributing to, let's say, for instance, a door. Other things they can't. However, if he lives with them, these other people in the chatzar, then he has to, then they can force him to pay for all improvements to the chatzar. Let's say one of the partners inside, what do you call it? What do you call it? So an owner of a house who lives in the chatzar, another owner house lives in the chatzar. Let's say he wants to put, let's say, a rooster inside the courtyard, what are called to raise chickens there, etc. So then the other guy can stop from doing it. And other things that one of the partners wants to do inside the chatzar that is abnormal to do, the other partner can protest. Except for when it comes to the laundry, because in general, the minhag of Jewish women is not to do laundry by the riverside. Because that's a shameful activity. So even though it's not normally done in chatzar, if it's Jewish women, it's, such a thing would be allowed. All right. So whether the courtyard is owned by different partners, or let's say you have a road like a path that goes in that let's say goes down and ends in like a T or a cul-de-sac type thing. So then then everyone who's in, who lives based off that lane. Right, all are what do you call it, can force each other to make use of it. So each one can tell the other to make use of the mavoi in the way that only normally people would make use of a mavoi. So that's where what do you call it, the partners of the mavoi have a certain amount of power over it. So it doesn't matter if, let's say, one of the partners goes ahead and takes an animal or something like that and puts it in the chatzar. And the lomichabo shutfo, and the partner doesn't protest it. Harizim akim love because kol shashirza. So then he can prevent him from doing anything at any time. Let's say he put it like a wall, a partition 10 tefachim high in front of the animal. So then he's established, right? That it's clear that what do you call it? That there's he's making a claim to that area. Right, because the partners should because they would be concerned, they'd be upset about such a partition. Behold, and since the partner didn't protest it and allowed the partition to remain up there, so it, in sense, what he's basically saying is, I'm not protesting what you're doing. This only applies to a courtyard that has joint partners. So let's say the person, what do you call it, took an animal and put it in the chatzar of his friend, even if, what do you call it, the court, he, has animal there, vasla mechitza, and put the mechitza up. Lehechzek, that's not considered an expression of usage. Because what it really is coming down to is that he's not doing it, what do you call it? He's only lending him that area to use, because it's not a partnership arrangement. This applies to putting up in there like an oven, etc. Jim Tomar hechzek, because if he says that the person visiting there is establishing his claim, in the adam shemashal. At the end of the day, a person doesn't ever really lend out a space for his friend to use. Let's say one of the partners in the chatzar wants to make a new window from his house into the chatzar. So then the other person, the other partner in the chatzar, he can stop him from doing it, make sure stop him from because it's going to allow him to what do you call it, spy on him. In Pasach Yistam. And if you open it up, you can close it. As a general rule, partners in a chatzar should never open up doors of shouldn't set up doors opposite each other, windows opposite each other. Again, so this way, they privacy. They need privacy. But when it comes to an entrance opposite the public domain, that's okay to do. Because you can say to him, I'm no different than people in the public domain who can see you. So as long as that standard is kept, then that openings, the doors can be made. Nonetheless, even in a public area, a person should not open up a store opposite the front door of his friend's house, which is a hezek kavua tamid, because that's going to be considered a damage that's consistent and ongoing. Because the people in the public domain walk back and forth, but this guy, the storekeeper, sits in his store all day. What's he going to do? He's going to stare through the front doorway of his friend's house. Let's say one of the partners in a chatzar buys a home in a different chatzar. He can't open up a doorway into the from his new home into the courtyard that he shares with the other people. And if you open up a second story on top of his house, he still should make an opening into the chatzar, because ultimately he's making passages. Into the chatzar that is going to slow things down, right? And it's like a situation where, as if the partners in the courtyard have only one neighbor, and now they've got lots of people. He can make an entrance from the second story into his house. And if he wants to go ahead and divide his house into two, or his room into two, he would be allowed to do so. So what is even this? Let's say what do you call partners in a courtyard bring someone from another house. Let's say Reuben brings people from another house to his house. So then the partner can in the courtyard can stop him doing it. Because that means it could be that he invites over 100 people. It's going to make going to the chutzah very difficult. So too, if a person rents his house to the owner of a different house, and he brings all these other relatives and friends to live with him, ke'echal v'bayis, as if one in the house, hareha maskir ma'akev alav, the person renting it out can stop him from doing it, because again, he's going to basically destroy or impede usage of said chatzah. Let's say the entrance to the chatzah from the house is very small from one of the partners, and yachal archivo, he can't make the wider, shere shutfa omer lo, because the partner could say to him, v'pesach chatan ani yachal li sasim mimcha, I can hide from you when your entrance is small. I can hide from you, right? B'shas tashrish, when you're making use of the chatzar. And now I've been yachol yisasser mimcha pesach gadol, but I can't hide when your entrance is bigger. Let's say the entrance was large, l'yasu shnayim, right? So you can't divide that large one into two. Shari omer lo, you can tell him pesach echad yachol yisasser b'shnayim yachol, because I can hide in one entrance but not in two. Halachin alef avam mishayil lo pesach katan b'shus rabim. But let's say a person has a what they call a small entrance into public domain, Ratzel Archiva, and he wants to make it wider. Oh, Haya Rachav, it was wide, but Ratzel Asosa Shnayim, he wants to make it two. Ain Chaber Shignet Gamakalav. In that situation, the other person, his friend, cannot go ahead and stop him doing it. Of course, the first Lakivav, and of course, the people in public domain, they can't stop him doing it either. Now, the people who share like that roadway that goes into the chatzers and to the houses, they can compare it. They can force each other to go ahead to construct a beam or a, what do you call it, or lechi, which is a pole, which again, we know is used for Eruv by Shabbos. Lechi Gimel. Now, Mishay Shal pass out the Mavoy. If someone has an entrance from his private area into the Mavoy, Ein B'nei Mavoy, Kofun Asol, Lassos, Dalas, the Mavoy, the people of the Mavoy can't force them to make a doorway into the Mavoy. Shechol Omar, because you can say, Rezon Shekhanas, Bechavi Lassia, Pisli. He can say, listen, I want to go in carrying what he called all my stuff up to the entranceway. Mavoy and the Fulash. Well, if you have the Mavoy has entrances into the public domain, a picture of the Mavoy, Lahabilahem, Vlasos, what do you call it? And the people of the Mavoy want to put up doors. The people who use the public domain can stop them. Because what's going to happen is people in the public domain are going to be forced into this lane area and they won't be able to walk in a comfortable manner. Like without a mishvikesh liftoch pesach mavoy, if someone wants to open up an entrance in the mavoy, sheino foolish, what do you call that? That ends in a dead end. The people of Mavi can stop him. Nation Marbalim is there because now you cause more people to walk on the road. Now it's if the what do you call it Poseachal Pesach Shir Sodachatila. If the Mavi is not just leading dead end, but actually is openings into Shir Sarabim, then he can go up and open up as many openings as he wants in such a situation. Halachatazvav. Hayilo Pesach Sasim the Mavi. Let's say the person has an entrance to his home that has been closed in the Mavi Shein Befulash. That ends in a dead end or a cul-de-sac, or is it post-cul-de-sac? And he can open up anytime he wants it. In part, it says pitzimo, pitzimo, right? But let's say the door has the frame of the door is destroyed, but mavi then the inhabitants, the people who share the lane, can stop him. So too, one of the people who lives by the lane wants to close off the entrance to his home, right? Pascha, right? And to go ahead and transfer to a different mavoi. Acher, excuse me, Acher. The people of that lane can stop him. Shema mas, because maybe a tax will happen. Because with this tax, the presence of someone else, right, reduces, so to speak, the amount that each person has to pay for this tax in the mavoi. Therefore, where there's no fixed tax on people who live by a mavoi, said that he can close up the entrance whenever he wants. Finally, love the design. Chamesh Chaseros, of course, five courtyards, Hapsuchos, the Mavli, that open up into a Mavli, Shein Befulash, that is what it called, a cul-de-sac, Mishtamshosh Imachitzona, Mishtamesh La'atzma. So all the inhabitants of the courtyards can use the lane that goes to the outer one, but the ones in the outer one can only use the one that's by their property. So two of the owner of the second one, the people of the second one can use that one, right, as up to the outer one, right, but not the other ones. Therefore, the inner one can make use of all the other ones. Therefore, let's say the owner of the second chatzar builds some sort of like chair or bench type thing in front of his entrance, right? And then he blocks it, right? So the outer courtyard guy can stop him. Excuse me. But all the people on the inside can stop him because they're going to stop them from getting out. Because having this bench over here is going to make them have to walk a different path to get out. It's going to create traffic. So too, the owner of the second, what he called chatzer, that it opens up a second entrance, between him and the outer one. The outer courtyard guy can't stop him because he can only use his pesach and out. Right, but then let's say he opened up the entranceway between his pesach and the third guy. The inner guy can stop him because he's only allowed to use the mavoi from his pesach and out. This applies to all other situations like this. That ends the lacha hey, and we'll continue the parak vav. Excuse me, that's in parak hey. We'll continue the parak vav next time.